Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this week's discussion. The prescription we're going to explore today is this one. At the end of each day, reflect on what has made it awesome. Take that into your dreams. I don't need to tell you, your dream time is approximately one-third of your day. So what you have on your mind before you go to sleep is going with you into a deep trance state where it is imprinting into your subconscious. Your higher self and higher consciousness can't work for you in the dream time. In other words, you can't connect with your higher consciousness and get going on those things if your mind is caught up in fear, anxiety, or negativity from your day here on earth. Your subconscious mind will simply regurgitate the painful feelings and thoughts you take into bed with you, and you have probably experienced this in your life. So the last thing you want to take with you into your dreams is uncomfortable, painful energy. So here are some basic tips about what you need to do before you go to sleep to be able to make sure that your higher consciousness is working with you to solve problems and create the life you really want to live. Number one, resolve any conflicts as best you can before going to bed. Use whatever tools you have available to you that help reduce anxiety and fear and get you into a peaceful state before you go to bed. For example, watching television programs that are violent or have a lot of news or anything depressing, are things you want to watch out for. Those aren't the things you want to watch before you go to sleep. If you're going to watch something on television, watch a program that is positive and uplifting for you. Another thing you can do to release any problems and worries and concerns on your mind is to meditate. Do the holding meditation before you go to sleep so that you're in a more uplifted state before you're in that deep trance state. Go for a night walk. Sit by a fire. Take a bath. Listen to soothing music, right? You've heard these kinds of things before. Do something that quiets your fears and resets your mind and your emotions and your spirit before going to bed. See if you can make it a habit to take positive thoughts with you and positive feelings to bed with you. Another thing you can do before you go to sleep, get your journal out. Write something awesome that happened during the day, even if it's small, a nice, sweet act of kindness, one moment where you were enjoying a flower, seeing a child smile, feeling the wind on your skin, something that made you laugh. There are a million awesome moments in every day, and they are happening even if you are depressed. You can recognize one. Even when you're in pain, you can recognize one. Hold on to that one experience and give thanks for it, and let that carry you into your dreams. In the morning, take note of the difference that it has made to go to sleep with positive thoughts, positive emotions that you have set into motion. If you are used to worrying at night, this is going to take some practice. It might be a month before you feel a shift, but stay with it. And later on, we'll talk about reprogramming your dream time so that you can really use that sleeping time to get results you want. So for this week, I would encourage you to resolve conflicts before you go to bed at night. Do that as best you can and take positive thoughts and emotions with you as you go to sleep. That's the place to begin, and then we'll build from there.